our beautiful, beloved, wonderful, well-hung patrons, welcome back to more 4chan. Is there a problem with what I just said?
That's like the fourth episode in a row we've said the phrase well-hung.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That just must be part of your vernacular now. It's just
You know why? Because I looked in the mirror and...
Freaking nice, dude.
Speaking of nice stuff,
yeah,
you want to get started on some of these some bonus 4chan posts that we have for our wonderful, beautiful patrons?
Well, you're pointing that gun at me, so I guess yeah. I have to.
Mm-hmm.
So a user asked /B/, and you said that's the random.
That's the random, sort of the main filter. You have your political sub forums, and then there's like porn and all that stuff, and then tons of anime bullshit. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, there's the B, which is literally everything else and all that stuff as well.
Okay.
And it's sort of what made the site famous.
Okay. Well, this is a post from there where a user asked, if you had the power to resurrect one man, who would it be and why? Mm. And another user commented on that. My brother. He killed himself last year. I miss him.
Oh, that's kind of a quaint thing from 4chan.
Yeah. So another user responds, that's gay. I choose Randy Savage.
The twist here is that guy's brother was Randy Savage. Well,
go to the doctor, say doctor.
Now, how did Randy Savage die?
He crashed his Jeep here in Florida.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. I thought he just...
Yeah, it was a car accident.
It was like a drug overdose or
nope.
something.
Nope, it was a normal... He was a pretty straight-laced guy, so...
You certain about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
At least in later life.
In fact, I do seem to recall incidents where he was in, certainly steroids wise, he
sure.
was
oh, yeah.
all over the map. So 4chan is a great place for politics, as you can imagine.
Yeah, no.
For example, I found this illuminating post about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Don't like that.
You just instinctively flinched at that name, which is interesting. Says a lot about your politics.
Yeah.
Anyone else want to massively own AOC with a massive facts and logic wedgie?
Uh-huh.
I want to take her granny panties and yank her libtard undies high to the sky to the point where her undies convert to Marxism and evenly redistribute her ass cheeks in half, then keep pulling till her underwear is completely over her head with facts and logic. Ooh, yeah. Okay. Oh, I think that's actually Randy's supposed to be right. Ooh, yeah. Wow. The spirit of Randy Savage has haunted our illustrious
studios. I tell you what, Mean Gene.
I'd love to. If only Randy Savage is around today to talk about AOC.
I'm sure he probably would, yeah. Weird. Not the weirdest AOC post I've ever seen.
Somehow, it doesn't even crack the top five of AOC posts that we've read on this fucking podcast. That's a...
Still weird.
We could do a whole... Maybe we'll do a mini-sode about AOC. A report the short, as you guys heard last month when we did one about Santa Claus, I believe.
Oh, my God. Was that... That seems so long.
Hey, it was last year, bud. It was a year ago.
Ho, ho, ho. Great.
Was that supposed to be ho, 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 or...
I think that was some sort of, like, offensive...
Oh, no. What was that? Was that supposed to be... Was that Chinese? Is that what you're doing? Or...
I think it started with the...
Play it back, folks, and let us know what you think. What horrifying stereotype Christian was doing there. Let us
I was sticking my buck teeth. Okay.
Sound off. Sound off below, guys. Speaking of, you want to get going on this next post?
Yeah, great. So as we mentioned earlier, 4chan spun off from 2chan, which is a Japanese message board server.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, a lot of Japanese people came onto 4chan in the early days. And here's a post from one of them. Howdy, my name is Kenichi Smith. And attached is a selfie of a Japanese man winking and tipping a large black cowboy hat at the camera.
Yeah.
I'm a 27-year-old Japanese tunaholic, cartoon fan for you foreigners. I draw cartoons and comics on my tablet and spend my days perfecting my art and playing superior American games, Halo, Gears of War, and Call of Duty. I train with my 1911 every day. This superior weapon can shoot straight through steel because it kicks ass and is vastly superior to any other weapon on Earth. I earned my gun license 2 years ago and have been getting better every day. I speak English fluently, both the Midwestern and the East Coast accents, and I write fluently as well. I know everything about American history and their constitution, which I follow 100%. When I get my American visa, I am moving to New York to attend a prestigious high school to learn more about their magnificent culture. I hope I can become an animator for Nickelodeon or a game designer. I own several cowboy outfits, which I wear around town. I want to get used to wearing them before I move to America so I can fit in easier. I keep cool to my elders and seniors and speak English as often as I can, but rarely does anyone manage to respond. Wish me luck in America.
Pretty classic post. I remember seeing this one years ago. It's so good. Great send up on guys over here that want to go over to do anime over in Japan. I do, like, I know in, you know, there's a lot of countries where American civilization is sort of fetishized in some way, sure. I would guess. It's really funny to see what they look at us as is big, fat, stupid morons.
That love to eat donuts, pizza, hamburgers.
Do you ever go through a cowboy phase? Or
oh, yeah.
Cowboy hat?
Mm-hmm. I had two of them.
Actually, I was looking through my Amazon wish list. Right before Christmas to figure out what I wanted like my wife to buy me, and I saw a cowboy hat on there. I was like, I don't really remember putting that on there, but well, maybe I could be a cowboy hat guy. But I think everyone would see that as 100% stupid. Like,
it seems
trying way too
hard. It would
be
very like SNL sketch kind of thing where you walk in with this enormous cowboy hat and everybody's like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's like a guy that like starts having a cane or something like that.
Like a Charlie Chaplin thing. Yeah,
Charlie Chaplin with a cowboy hat.
Okay, now we're talking. The little mustache.
What's that? Little mustache? You say?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Japan and anime, I found this screen text thread. Be me. Be 22. Be alone all my life. Really need something to hug all night. Want to get a dakimakura of my waifu Azusa-chan, but don't want to look like a guy who owns one. Decide to lose weight to get fit. Daki will be my reward for self-improvement.
Oh my god.
1 year later, lost around 90 pounds. Also go to the gym regularly now. 3D girls are interested in me now, but I turn them down. I know they only care about my looks. Only my waifu loves me unconditionally. I get the dakimakura. It's super soft and Azusa is really cute. Don't have to sleep alone anymore now that I have her by my side. Live happily ever after with my waifu. So this is the most heartwarming thing that's ever been posted on 4chan, I would say. Right?
Boy. So improving yourself to the point that women find you attractive and in turn rejecting them for an anime body pillar.
Pillar?
Pillow.
You from Boston over there, buddy? Do you think they say body pillars in Boston?
My anime body pillar. Yeah.
It's probably a little more Chicago, but I like that, that also
is,
as well.
That is a
big,
Chicago.
Fat Chicago guy. Hey, it's my, my waifu, Azusa. Hey, Daki McCurter.
God damn. That's just grim.
Body pillow thing never quite got. Although I cuddle a pillow when I sleep.
Yeah,
so,
I do.
Knees? You said yeah, as if you know that I do that.
No, I do as well.
Okay,
I
want you to know how the words you use to talk to people can be.
Yeah, it's me at the window, my little nose pressed.
Pig-like nose, I would.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, usually you're just in my driveway, so it's interesting to know that you're...
Started parking on the street,
okay,
so that doesn't
appreciate
that. Thing anymore.
Yeah. So yeah, you do the pillow thing between the...
Between the legs and then another one, yeah.
Wow.
Easy now. There's a lot of extra pillows.
Oh, boy.
Hey, here's some more Japanese stuff. This post is from the Japan board of 4chan. Okay. What are Westerners thinking when they fap to Jap idols or porn? When I fap to Western porn, I am thinking like this. Fuck you, hamburger slut. You want hamburger too bad you get my cum.
Oh. I think that for all porn, actually.
that's actually what's going through my head 24/7. And after reading it, it will probably become an intrusive thought in my head. So,
fuck you, hamburger slut. You want hamburger too bad you get my cum.
Yep. Gonna be muttering to myself at some point, and someone's definitely gonna hear me. Yeah.
Probably be outside my window. 3 a.m.
Fuck you, hamburgers. I'm
cuddling my big hamburger shaped pillow. So, as we all know from our QAnon episode from 6 centuries ago, there's a lot of idiots on 4chan and 8chan who believe all that QAnon nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know more about that, of course, go back to that. Or just Google that term and you'll find out way more than...
And you'll be indoctrinated.
Become a believer. Donald Trump himself purportedly posted onto 4chan. And a guy named AlJansen5 on Twitter screenshotted this post, and he said this about it. An Anon in a post asks, "No sane man could take the abuse that he, Donald Trump, in triple parentheses,
really weird,
has. What is his secret? Did POTUS answer? I sincerely believe that Donald Trump, in fact, did.
God
hashtag
damn.
QAnon, hashtag WWG1, WGA, yep. Hashtag MAGA, etc. All the usual suspects. So here's the post that the Anon believes is actually Trump. Okay, so posted on there, and it included a picture of Trump, which, to be fair, is the kind of thing Trump would do.
Yeah.
If he's going to post on 4chan, he would just tag a picture of himself on there as well. "Well, Anon, between you, I, and anyone lucky enough to read this thread, I'll tell you my secret. Revenge can be very therapeutic, especially when it's for a noble cause like restoring the American people who have suffered injustice for many years. Leading the Democrats, neocons, and those who fund them into trap after trap puts a huge smile on my face. You all have been very good to me, so please be a little more patient by this time next year. You're going to look back and wonder how it was possible, and I'll tell you, if not for the support of our great people, it wouldn't be."
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like Trump?
No. The grammar,
therapeutic especially, really threw me off.
Yeah, the grammar's too on point.
Yeah.
And it's not third person enough.
No exclamation point
and
at all.
No all caps words, no. So I don't buy it.
No.
The idea of a man who can barely use a television remote posting to 4chan, of all places, is insanely funny to me. Like the
oh my god. Trying to explain 4chan to Trump is
to blank.
Just wild.
Blank slate. Yeah, no.
So crazy. Every time I every day I have the knowledge that there are people who love Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. But when I actually start like reading the fantasies that these people have, it just becomes so much more pathetic. They really think this big fat idiot loves America, loves them.
Yep.
It's so fucking funny. They're totally suckered in. Oh, it's so fucking
amazing. I've said it before. This is a guy that if it was their boss, they would just absolutely despise him. Like if he was...
Everyone hated him until like 5 years ago. It was like he was the example of, oh, that's the guy that everyone hates.
A buffoon, yes.
Yeah. Like he was used as an example of universally hated person. That rocks.
All right, so we, God damn. So 4chan was started back in 2003, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So this was posted back in 2007. In fact, on 7/7/07, this was posted.
Wow.
Spooky.
Wow.
So this is a classic 4chan post. "If I was a girl, I would get pregnant as many times as possible, then have abortions after the third month of being pregnant so it would deliver a potato-sized, one-third developed dead fetus. Then I would take the fetus, put it in a jar of preservative liquid, and put it on a shelf in a secret room in my house. And I would do it until I had so many rooms walls but were nothing but potato-sized aborted fetuses. Then I would have a kid, and when they were bad, I would make them sit in the fetus room and remind them of how easy I could have aborted their ass."
Weird post to celebrate 07/07/07.
Yep.
You gotta say. Mm-hmm. How many abortions does he think it's just an unlimited supply?
So every 3 months, you're just, so it's at 4 a year.
Yeah.
Right?
Abortions are not, look, I'm not an expert, but they're not like just hop in and hop out.
It's not like vacuuming your car or something. You're just,
cheap. They're also not cheap. They cost money. Like so many of our 4chan guys, I don't think they know a lot about women and how they work.
No, but this is definitely, it does show the kind of underlying architecture of the site, seeing as how that's one of the, a very early post of on there.
Yeah, that's true. They've gotten so much better since then, haven't they?
Yeah.
That's actually one of the more harmless posts that's ever been posted. So much more time before Trump came along and all that shit. Before everything got really fucked and crazy. It's pre-Obama even.
It is.
So, Anon asked, how did Patient Zero originally get the AIDS virus?
Oh, no.
And a fine young man answered with this. He got it from N-words who got it from monkeys. As I understand, the monkeys who carry the AIDS virus are very aggressive, so it was likely either a situation where these monkeys were being routinely captured and coerced into being fucked by a human until some N-word got unlucky and contracted the virus, or the monkeys were somehow having anal intercourse with a bunch of N-words. Mm. Like either the monkeys were raping N-words or someone was training them to do that. Any way you look at it, it's not pretty.
Anyway, it brings me no pleasure to tell you this, but it was...
Yeah, he's not happy about it. Suffice it to say... the post didn't say N-words.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. It said the N-words. So, I'm sorry. I know you guys are paying for this, but I'm just not going to even...
Not even throw it out there.
Just DM me and I'll send a video of me saying it to you.
So, wasn't that the whole sex with monkey things? Wasn't that like a Sam Kinison bit or something? It seems like a very...
Well...
Didn't it come from like a stand-up comedy
bit? I think it's just... People just don't... I mean, I don't know how the shit works. It's, you know, the theory is that some guy was in Africa and did something, and then suddenly he got AIDS and brought it back to America.
Did he eat the monkey? I always thought he ate it. Maybe that was just...
He shocked the monkey.
Okay, Peter Gabriel thing. Or is that Cold Chamber? I'm sorry. Which?
Yeah, I'm a Cold Chamber guy. That's who I go to.
Hey, that reference didn't go past me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably one of the first ones. Yeah. So, God. All right. Well, maybe that was just what somebody told me, just so that they didn't have to say, oh, no, he fucked the monkey.
He fucked the monkey, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck the monkey.
A guy went to 4chan to see if the item he just found was actually a priceless artifact. Just came across a $20 bill from 1969. Is it worth anything? And the top response was, $20, you fucking retard.
Yeah. I remember like finding old pennies from like the 30s as a kid. And you're just thinking like, oh, these, there's something very special about these.
Doing like the Indiana Jones thing. Yeah.
That's kind of the thing about money, is that they just cost what the money costs.
Right.
Yeah. That's why they do that.
It costs more money to make some of it
than
it is, than it's worth, but.
That's,
you know,
part of the reason why they make the money is that it retains the value that it's like 1969 is not even, that's not even old enough to I don't, God bless him. Anon posted this lovely poem onto 4chan because we're getting to that point of the show where we're gonna start reading some art here. Roasty, roasty, getting toasty. Truth is what she hates the mosty. Chad is comfy. Chad is cool. He fucks Stacy in his pool.
Mm-hmm.
Chad spurns Roasty very quick. So she hops upon a N-word dick.
Mm-hmm.
Roasty, roasty, what a fool. You get used just like a tool. Stacy is married with Chad's kid. Tyrone flees like his father did.
Damn it.
Roasty, roasty, pet your cat. Dying lonely, growing fat.
Wow.
You know, the rhythm that he's got there is pretty good. He's not bad. He's not a bad...
His iambic pentameter.
Yeah, he's not technically horrible at making poems.
What is roasty?
That means, as we discussed this on the Incels episode with Christian, roasty is a woman who has been fucked a lot, and so her, like, her labia are like... Like roast beef just from getting fucked all the time, I guess.
Yeah. See, okay. That's, I kind of blocked that episode out because of how drunk and abusive you were doing it. So.
I don't remember don't that remember necessarily, that. But okay. Well, I was a very alpha male that day.
That's right. You're in your Chad mode, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. All right, here's my last post for the episode. These are a pair of posts that an Anon put up on 4chan back in 2012. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, watch the news, Clackamas Town Center Mall. And Clackamas Town Center is located in the small town of Happy Valley, Oregon.
Sure is.
The next post is, I'm going to shoot up this fucking mall tomorrow and you will see.
Oof. Well, probably just a pretty harmless thing posted on the internet, right?
Sure, yeah. So from the Portland Tribune.
Okay.
Was an internet chat room warning posted one day before December shootings at Clackamas Town Center a legitimate threat or just a bad joke? Detectives instigating the December 11th, 2012 shooting weren't able to come to a conclusion about the anonymously posted warning because tracing its electronic origin led to a dead end. Clackamas County forensic computer team tried to track the posting's electronic footprint, was unable to find who posted it. 22-year-old Jacob Tyler Roberts jogged into the mall about 3:29 p.m. on December 11th and began shooting at a Bushmaster AR-15 rifle, killing two people and seriously wounding a 15-year-old girl. Roberts' nearly 20-minute attack on shoppers in the mall ended about 3:51 p.m. when law enforcement officers found his body in a service stairwell. He died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Great.
Tips about the website posting came from two people a day after the shooting. A Clackamas man who worked at the mall sent a link to the posting to the sheriff's office, and a Milwaukee woman who also alerted detectives to the posting on December 12th after she saw it in a Twitter feed. More tips came in about the posting from all over the country after it had been reposted several times on Twitter and other sites. Investigators say they still have not been able to determine a motive for Robert's crimes, despite interviews with hundreds of witnesses, as well as family members, co-workers, and Robert's friends.
So,
nothing like sending a tip in the day after.
I have an idea. Here's a tip about the shooting that happened yesterday and the guy's dead. Yeah.
It's on a site called 4chan.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one that I found, and I think that's a reason why I think that 4chan, one, not the reason, but one that it should just be
just wiped out.
Yeah, for sure. There's some really bad, well, you know what? Don't have to tell you that.
Yeah, there's some bad people in there and other websites. But I have a post here that we're going to wrap up the show with. But this post might restore your faith in 4chan.
Okay, let's hope.
And it's a confession. I am genuinely in love with Anne Frank.
Oh, God.
God damn. She was a beautiful, witty, and graceful young woman whose light was snuffed out far too early. I frequently fantasize about being Peter Van Pelt's hiding with her. Oh, God, just imagine deflowering that sweet girl on a lazy Amsterdam afternoon, lying and learning what each other's bodies were for. Now imagine, 9 months later, she's got a massive bulging stomach from carrying your child inside of her, and it seems like she's going to pop any moment now. Her popped belly button makes it look like she's got a giant third boob where her stomach once was.
Oh, my God.
She waddles around and can barely move half the time. She's developed an insatiable craving for your dick, and you're likewise developed a taste for her pussy.
I don't.
You're both cooped up in an attic all day, having nothing better to do besides fuck like unsustainable third world population. You lie down on your back. She strips off her almost comically too small clothes and kneels on top of you. She grabs a hold of your rock-hard cock, inserts it deep inside of her, and begins to ride you like a stallion. Mm-hmm. You feel the pressure from her incredible weight and huge round belly bearing down on you, but the indescribable pleasure of her tight pussy throbbing on your cock negates any discomfort. You sink into her beautiful soul, into that secret place where no one dares to go. After 30 minutes, you and her are both moaning with ever greater intensity. You know it won't be long now. Suddenly, you feel your cock shaking like a V2 rocket, and the orgasm reaches its climax as your cum literally explodes like an 88mm AT round inside her Sherman tank, blowing the turret right off. You and her both join as one, soul screaming from the sheer ecstasy. As the elation wears off, she lies next to you, too exhausted to do anything else. You simply hold her in your embrace. In that moment, there is no family squabbles, no Nazis, no war, just you and her, watching the sky turn pink with the setting sun. You dream of the beautiful face you have found in this place, so soft and sweet. One day you will both die and your ashes will fly from an aeroplane over the sea. I have to stop here, but it goes on for over 1,000 more words.
Oh, God. I've said it before, but this perhaps may be the worst post yet. That's truly just revolting.
didn't even get to the good stuff, I'm afraid.
You know what? Don't want to know.
I think you know enough, and I think you, our wonderful listeners, know enough as well. It's going to be sad to see you all unsubscribe over the next couple days.
I feel like I've aged 1,000 years since we started doing this.
This has been a tough... 4chan sucks, guys. Oh, man. Yeah, that one was rough. If you guys liked it, let us know. Feel free to tell us your favorite part of all that.
Not holding my breath on responses for that one. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any funny pictures or something from that to share? Well, give it to us, and I guess we'll post it accordingly somewhere. In the meantime, we're going to go take a shower. Bye.